only at Ace. Limit 2, delivery subject to availability. Visit acehardware.com for more details.
It's a gym class for a Tuesday here on KGYM as March Madness gets underway with the first four tonight. We'll have it for you at 5:30. We'll talk NCAA basketball tournament. We'll do that with Kevin Lehman coming up here in just a little bit. We'll talk about brackets and the first round matchups for the local teams. All that coming up and more on the gym class on a Tuesday, presented by Third Base Brewery on KGYM. Welcome in here on the gym class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes. Kyle Mann, our producer, on the other side of the glass here today. Be followed up by the Todd Bromel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. It'll be Alex and Kyle with you again today, taking you up through 5:30. And then we've got coverage of the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament. The first four getting underway this evening, as it will be coming up a little bit later on. The 5:40 first game coming up will be Prairie View A&M against, Fairleigh Dickinson. I beg your pardon. Where'd I get that at? Fairleigh Dickinson and Prairie View A&M coming up tonight. That'll be followed by Belmont and Temple coming up this evening as well. As Mark, I'm going to turn your mic off while you make some adjustments there, because I don't want the people to have that going on in their favorite radio outlet that they're listening. There we go. We're good?
Good.
We got it. We're good to go. So a couple games coming your way tonight, and we'll have them for you. All three frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. Plenty to talk about as we get ready for basketball a little bit closer and closer. It'll be a busy Friday for Hawkeye fans. The men start things off bright and early. By the way, that will be our feature game on our Westwood One coverage, is Iowa and Cincinnati coming up for you to kick things off on Friday morning from Columbus, Ohio. And then the Iowa women will have their game against Mercer, followed by the Drake, Missouri game down at Carver Hawkeye Arena. And then Iowa State will close things up on Friday night. Should mention as well that coming up on Friday, Alex, Kyle, and I, we're going to be down in North Liberty. Looking forward to that. We're going to be down at the viewing party we're going to have at the brand new leaderboard in North Liberty. They have that at Highway 965 and West Penn in North Liberty. Leaderboard is the definition of sports bar, 20 TVs, 5 PGA-endorsed golf simulators, mini golf, ski ball, darts, pool, pinball, and even classic arcade games. Looking forward to having that coming your way this Friday. And still time to get into our KGYM Bracket Challenge. And that is brought to you by Imon Communications. Our prize winner, our winner, is going to get $500 from Imon Communications and KGYM. So go to our website, kgymradio.com. You can sign up right there. We also encourage you to sign up for the CBS 2 March Mania bracket. You could be a double winner in this thing if you have the bracket of integrity. We'll get to that coming up here in just a little bit. They have a prize package which includes a Samsung 55-inch LED Smart HD TV valued at over $500. You can follow our picks as well. I entered my picks in today, so I am ready to go. Everybody can see that now if you go to the Channel 2 website for their bracket.
I have not done so yet.
What are you waiting for, man?
I'm waiting to see how Fairleigh Dickinson looks tonight. But no, I just haven't. I've got my thoughts. I just haven't filled it out yet. That's my plan tonight.
Okay. Very good.
That's my homework tonight.
Very good. Also on the program today, we have not one, but two opportunities for you to win, as the countdown opening day here in Cedar Rapids is on. And the first pitch, we got a pair of family four-packs to the Colonel's opening day game on Thursday, April the 4th, out at Veterans Memorial Stadium, Perfect Game Field. We are counting down the first pitch of the Major League season as well, which a lot of people don't know. Maybe overshadowed by Mike Trout becoming a multimillionaire today from the LA Angels at Anaheim, but they're going to play Major League Baseball in Japan overnight, are overnight there tomorrow. It's not there yesterday, right?
Just about 13 and a half hours Iowa time.
Okay.
The Major League season begins 4:30 in the morning. If you're so inclined, you can get up and watch Seattle and Oakland in Tokyo.
If you're so inclined.
I will be reclined. I will not be inclined.
You'll catch the highlights later on. 319-366-1600. That's a Hertina Stocker Jewelers text line. Hertina Stocker Jewelers located on the Penn Mall in downtown Iowa City. A lot to get to on the program, as we mentioned, coming up here for a Tuesday. And we've had another 24 hours to kick around. By the way, no brackets being released early today or anything of the sort, but it was interesting to hear the breakdown of how things went around the country and how different teams reacted in different ways to it. Allegedly, the Iowa women were told to stay off their phones by one of the team leaders. Said they did. Didn't know who they were going to play until the 4 o'clock selection show. Now, you can choose to believe that or not believe it, however you want to play it out. Iowa State chose to tell their players, brought them together at the end of practice, and they told them, hey, we're going to play New Mexico State. It's been leaked out.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it goes. And pretty much everybody had their parties spoiled.
Yeah, it was very unfortunate. Parties around the country. There was the matter for Iowa to Iowa had plans to unveil the Big Ten Tournament Championship trophy, and the hundreds of people that were there, reportedly maybe 1,000, at Carver Hawkeye Arena, were treated to that. And whether those folks also knew the opponent or not, I'm not sure how that all went down at the get together, but. Plans were spoiled, but places like Iowa and others made the best of it.
Yeah, they made the best of it. And like you said, good crowd at Carver. They had a good crowd at Johnny's at Hilton Coliseum as well to just kind of wish well the women's basketball teams around the country. They showed it during the selection show, and it was like they told them, okay, you know who you're going to play already, but act like you're really happy.
Mm-hmm.
Some were better actors than others, I'll just say that. We have a poll question for you at KGYMradio.com. It is brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. They are located behind the Taco John's and right next to the Home Depot on First Avenue South.
Go to KGYMradio.com to access it. How many NCAA tournament brackets will you fill out? We'll give you three choices, just one. That would be the bracket of integrity.
Bracket
right,
of integrity, yes.
Or will you fill out between 2 and 5? Or will you fill out more than 5? Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. Or you can weigh in on our Hertin and Stocker Jeweler text line, 319-366-1600.
A little football news before we get to the bracket of integrity and other bracket news. The NCAA has announced that Tate Martell is going to be eligible immediately upon his transfer from Ohio State to the Miami Hurricanes.
Soccer.
Amazing how all these great quarterbacks find a way to get themselves eligible right away. But the NCAA sees fit, and he will be playing for the Hurricanes. So Mark Richt's team is going to be pretty solid. After a really bad finish last year for the Hurricanes. So, back to basketball, though. What are you the ilk of? The bracket of integrity or the multiple brackets out there? 319-366-1600.
Always have been a one-bracket guy. It's like, why would you get in more than one fantasy football league or more than one fantasy baseball league? And then you find yourself, in the case of football, on Sundays, perhaps rooting against players on either team. I just never embraced that. Some people do. Some people, you know, involved in many fantasy leagues, and that's great. But if I can't get it right on one, how can I get it right on my fourth?
I'm with you. I'm with you because I have always filled out one bracket. It's A, easier to follow. And B, you know, that person out there, oh, my third bracket is doing so well. Yeah. I mean, that's the, you know, I felt good about that one. Well, what about your first two? Did you just throw those away or whatever the case may be?
They were practice brackets.
I have always been the bracket of integrity guy. And I'm with you. I've always filled out one. I have never had a year where I filled out more than one. And maybe it's old-fashioned thinking. I don't know. What are you out there? 319-366-1600 before we talk to Kevin Lehman.
On the text line, 0255, multiple brackets for multiple pools. I hope that means you're getting in the KGYM Radio and CBS2 bracket pools. Go to KGYMRadio.com and find out how to go about that. 9081, I will fill out just one March Madness bracket.
Thank you. And again, there's no right or wrong answer in all this. Kyle, you're younger than us. Do you fill out one bracket or multiple brackets?
I used to fill out a lot when I was really young just because I had too much time on my hands, but I'm very much a bracket of integrity.
Was that a couple years ago?
No. I think by the end of high school, I was only filling out one bracket.
One bracket.
Yeah, because my whole thing is if you fill out multiple brackets, if you have any sort of success on any of them, nobody's going to be impressed by that.
Well, if you fill out five and one of them wins, the other four are losers, right?
Exactly. And yeah, if you just, you're shooting fish in a barrel with that, you know?
64-39 will not fill out a bracket.
At all. Ooh.
Well, there are people that way too.
That's hot.
Alex said earlier in the sports office today when we were kicking this around that he'd rather not fill out a bracket because he tends to root for the teams that he doesn't want to root for in certain circumstances.
I can sort of get it, because if you really don't care and you just want to enjoy some basketball, then why even, you know, make yourself vulnerable to being wrong and being frustrated about something you never cared about in the first place?
I mean, the comparison to being in multiple fantasy leagues, is that a bad comparison? You've probably been in multiple
fantasy leagues,
right? Yeah, I
think that's a bad comparison.
Yeah, because
thank you very much.
if you're like,
we'll see you later.
Filling out multiple different brackets, it's all about the same tournament, you know. So you're just it's a bunch of predictions about one thing. It's cheapening itself. But with fantasy teams, you've got a lot of different teams. Each one is individual to itself. Right.
You're watching games on Sunday and you have Rodgers against the Bears defense.
Yes, exactly.
You know?
Okay.
On different teams.
From that angle,
know?
I get it.
Yeah.
You're going, okay. Oh,
that was my point.
Ooh,
okay. Yeah.
Oh.
I get that now.
All right. I can come back in now or no?
Yes.
Be okay. All right.
You can come back. You can come back.
Not that I can't be wrong. I'm wrong a lot of times.
We're all wrong a lot.
All right. It's a bad comparison. Ryan from Walford, only filling out one bracket is like being offered an unlimited amount of Powerball tickets and only accepting one. But I know what you guys are saying. Best time of year. Dagnabbit, get excited, Hawk fans.
I believe that's the first text we've had that has included the phrase, what was it?
Dagnabbit.
Dagnabbit in it. So that's a win on a Tuesday.
Is that a Bugs Bunny reference?
It could be. Could be. 319-366-1600. We do have basketball going on right now, as a matter of fact, tournament basketball, and good news that we can report from Danville, Illinois.
We can indeed. Kirkwood, the number one seed in the NJCAA Division II tournament, opened with a 30-point win, 96-66, over North Central Missouri. That final just coming in. Kirkwood would play again tomorrow against tonight's winner between Niagara County and Wake Tech. That's an 8-9 game. And then they'll have a day off should Kirkwood win for the Friday semifinals and Saturday championship game. So good luck to Kirkwood out there. Nice opening round win in Danville.
Good job by Coach Peterson out there. We're going to talk to Kevin Lehman coming up here in just a couple of minutes. He is getting ready for some NIT television duty coming up this evening. He's got the Creighton game tonight.
Ah.
Loyola and Creighton. And then Butler tomorrow night. slips my mind who the Bulldogs are playing, but he's got the Butler game. He'll let us know.
I think that's a Big Ten team, is it not? Butler, Nebraska?
Check it out. Get your NIT bracket out. It's not in there. Trust me. and see. All right, we'll take a break. Come back. We've got the Colonel's 4-packs to give away later on in the program before 4 o'clock today as well. And the first 4 coming up from Dayton tonight as we'll get the NCAA tournament underway. The field of 68 will be whittled to 66 after tonight. Back with more after this.
If we build it, they will come.
You don't always notice the things that need to be remodeled or repaired at your business, but your customers do. Keep everything welcoming and looking sharp with Jackson Remodeling and Repair. Whatever your business needs, design, remodeling, repair, they'll take care of it. The owners at Jackson Remodeling and Repair personally visit each job site to make sure things are staying on schedule and meeting your expectations.
Go the distance.
Call them for a quote. Jackson Remodeling and Repair, 319-214-6943.
Prospect Meadows opens this May in the Corridor. This brand new baseball and softball complex will provide local kids with new opportunities, host teams from around the Midwest, and offer real economic impact locally. It also features the only special needs field in our area. Be part of Prospect Meadows. For a limited time only, they're offering custom inscribed baseballs to be featured on their Rotary donor wall at the main entrance. Reserve yours this week at prospectmeadows.com. Proceeds from the donor wall will help complete this first-class complex and give all children a place to play.
In sports, as in life, the best rise to the top. That's how college brackets work. And it's how Third Base Brewery has curated their in-house brews for the past 20 years. Only the greatest survive. Maybe that's why friends come back to gather at Third Base Brewery. After all, at Third Base, you're practically home. Stop in and watch the madness unfold at Third Base Brewery, corner of Blair's Ferry Road and C Avenue in Cedar Rapids.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Going back to our discussion about one bracket or fantasy sports, you try to get the same guy. If you really like a player, you think they're going to have a really good year, you try to get him on as many of your fantasy leagues as you possibly can. Yeah, we tried that with a certain golfer named Cameron Champ, and how's that gone so far for us?
Cameron Chump?
Fall was great.
62-30, you could have Rodgers and the Bears going in one fantasy league. That's so true because you're not going to draft a defense till much later. 26-62, I like to fill out two brackets, all the same picks, but each with a different champion.
It's interesting. That is interesting. Take four of them, go with different final fours.
0-4-2-9 segues into tomorrow's guest, Mark Ironside, on the NCAA Wrestling Tournament. Only need to fill out 10 brackets, 125 pounds through 285, March Madness.
There you go. And we will talk with Mark coming up tomorrow. Looking forward to that. He is winging his way as we speak, along with the Hawkeyes, to Pittsburgh, as that will get started on Thursday, correct?
That's correct. Thursday morning.
At the Big Paintbrush, they call it, in Pittsburgh, home of the Penguins. We got basketball on a couple of fronts coming up this evening. The NCAA getting started with the first four in Dayton with a couple of games. You can hear those at 5:30 on our signals here on KGYM. NIT getting started tonight as well. And Kevin Lehman, our college basketball man, joining us here from you're in Omaha, right?
Yes, I am at used to be called the CenturyLink Arena, but now it's been renamed to something else, CHI Health Center.
Ah, all right. Home of the Creighton Blue Jays, though. That hasn't changed.
It is, I just got a good. Just got done talking with Coach McDermott.
How's Mac doing?
He is doing great. He's got a young team, only two seniors. But, you know, this is the deal with this one, Scott, Mark. I'm interested to see how this played out because Loyola knew they were the NIT as soon as they got beat in Arch Madness. This is a Creighton team that thought they had a shot if they would have won one, maybe two games in the Big East tournament. So it's a short turnaround for them. It's interesting to see how it's going to play out mentally with these two teams and psychologically, who's ready to play and who's not.
You're going to do Butler in Nebraska tomorrow, Kevin?
Yeah, I have that one too. So I'm going to get to see Tim Miles. Hopefully I got to meet his dog, because his dog's got his own Twitter account. I got to meet that dog.
Yes, you do. But seriously, do you think this is it for Tim Miles? And what do you make of the Fred Hoiberg to Nebraska talk?
Boy, I think Tim Miles, I think they're just waiting for this season to end. Bill Moos, the AD, has kind of indicated that. You know, and he didn't show up, Bill Moos, at the Chicago for the Big Ten tournament. That's not a good sign if you're the head coach. I really like Tim Miles. He's an enjoyable guy to be around. Love doing his games. I broadcast him before, even when Ali Frokmanesh was on his staff. I think he's good for college basketball, but I don't think he's going to last another year at Nebraska.
Yeah, and it's too bad. And I'm kind of with Mark. I think he probably deserves another year based on the injuries that they have had.
He had a good year last year. He's fourth in the Big Ten.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But that's kind of the world.
He won 13 games last year in the Big Ten and got left out of the tournament. So, you know, as a coach, you just think, you know, if we would have got in last year, that would have got him a new contract, probably an extended contract. That's how fragile this coaching profession is. You think about that, 13-5 in the Big Ten, and you're left out. This year we got teams we have an 8-12 team in, don't we?
Oklahoma, wasn't it?
7-11. 7-11 in the league.
Right, and the Hoiberg talk, what about it, Kevin?
Well, I got a son that lives over in Omaha, and he keeps sending me that post tweets. You know, here's the thing about Fred Hoiberg. His grandfather, Jerry Bush, was a Nebraska coach in the 60s. So there are some ties there between Fred, his family. In fact, his grandfather's in the Hall of Fame at Nebraska, a very successful coach in the 60s. And I learned that when we were recruiting him when I was at Northern Iowa. And yes, we did get in Fred Hoiberg's Final Five at Northern Iowa. But, you know, Nebraska, Stanford, and Iowa State were the last three schools. And Nebraska had that tie-in with his grandfather. So that would not surprise me. It kind of would, because I think – I don't know how much Fred likes recruiting. That's what we keep hearing through the rumor mill. He enjoyed the NBA more. Once you're in the NBA, guys, you're in for good. I mean, it's a family. And so I can see him staying in the NBA and eventually maybe a head coach again in a few years.
I can see that as well. And even if Tim Miles, getting back to him, gets let go at Nebraska, he's gonna land somewhere, maybe even as soon as next year, somewhere probably mid-major level or somewhere – like that. So, you know, he's not going to be out of coaching very long.
No, I sort of hope not. He's good for the game. And I really think it's going to be a huge turnover this year, based also on what we have going on with the Adidas investigation. There might be a lot of coaches. You know, if they go by the rule that the head coach is responsible for everything happening below them on their staff, we could see the biggest turnover in college basketball that we've seen in quite some time, if this FBI investigation comes out, as we're starting to see that it probably will.
Right, and then also you get just the comings and goings each year. First domino falling today, 24-year career of Phil Martelli at St. Joe's ends today. He was fired up there in Atlantic 10.
Yeah, 8-10. Oh, that surprised me, because, you know, I've done some of his games. They had taken him to the Paradise Gym. I really liked Phil. And I thought he was the institution there. I mean, how many games did he win this year? I didn't even foul the A-10 very much.
Yeah, they were down a little bit this year, obviously. But, yeah, he's had some good NCAA teams for St. Joseph's. Another guy that's good for basketball, certainly.
I'll tell you what, guys, it's a tough business, especially this time of year when seasons end. And sometimes it's just a last-second shot that knocks you out of the tournament, and it also may end your contract. So it's not a business for the weak of heart. And when you get into it, you know what you're getting into.
All right, let's get into the NCAA tournament, Kevin. Many different aspects to it. Let's go with Iowa right now. Your reaction to the seed and the draw?
I thought they would be on the 8-9 line, and I really thought Cincinnati might get a better seed than they got. So I think it's a tough matchup for Iowa Hawkeyes. It's a physical Cincinnati team, much like they're going to see or they have seen in Michigan State and those types of teams. So they've seen them before, but I don't think the Hawks have fared real well against physical teams. I know a lot of times we've talked about upcoming matchups that the Iowa Hawkeyes have to match the physicality from very opening jump with these teams. So that's what we're going to have to do against Cincinnati. But, you know, I just talked to Coach Mack about the net and how this has played out. As coaches, if they know how to schedule. And he kind of indicated NC State was the poster child for how to work the net because of them getting in the tournament and the wins. If you look at their schedule and their wins and losses. What I got from Coach Mack was these coaches are still trying to figure out how to schedule.
Yeah, and it's going to take a couple years.
That's where they want it.
It's going to take a couple years to figure it out.
Yeah, but by then, Scott, they'll change it again. They'll change the rules again.
True. What was the thing? Okay, that's Iowa. How about Iowa State now? Did winning the Big 12 Conference Championship mean a whole lot for Iowa State?
I had the same thoughts. I thought they would be on a 5-seed line. Of course, they had to dip late in the season, probably hurt them. And the Big 12, the top is not as good as it has been. You know, they went over Kansas State. They did it without Dean Wade. I thought the Baylor win was good for them. And this Kansas team is really young that they beat. But I liked what I saw at Iowa State. I thought they really guarded in that game. And I think when they have Jacobson at the 5 and Shaq at the 4, they're really hard to guard. The problem Iowa State has, they're going to need still Cameron Lard, George Conduit. They're going to need some bigs to give them quality minutes if they're going to go deep in this tournament, because they're going to need some size inside. They're a little small with Shaq at the 4 and Jason at the 5, but they're really hard to guard because they can spread you out.
Well, should Iowa State get by Ohio State, then Houston is probably laying and waiting. That's another AAC team, battled Cincinnati 3 times this season and lost 2 of them.
Well, I had to redo my bracket because Houston was going to be my sleeper team because they defend so well. And then I see Iowa State got matched up. Well, I had to have Iowa State advancing past the Cougars, but that'll be a tough task for Iowa State because Houston really defends well. They got a good backcourt. But I think if Iowa State's playing up their capabilities and can get back and focus on guarding people again, they can beat Houston. And I even haven't beaten Kentucky, guys. You know, I'm hopeful we get to follow a team here into the at least into the Elite Eight.
That's a hot take, man.
Well, you guys know when you fill those brackets, sometimes you do it with your head, and sometimes you fill it out with your heart.
Yeah. One thing that really surprised you about a seed, a team. You had to feel good. I felt good about the so-called mid-majors, most since 2015. I think there were 9 of them this year. Belmont got in. Was that the big shocking thing to you, or was there something else?
I think they put Belmont in to show that they're going to give mid-majors a shot. I think that was probably the one exception to the rule. And I think the team that got a bad deal on this was Michigan State, because they have to play Thursday, guys. Think of the war they had on Sunday.
Yeah,
and going through 3 games in the Big Ten tournament, you have to turn around and play Thursday. I know it's against the Valley team, Bradley, but doesn't give the Spartans much rest. I thought that was a bad draw for them, for the Spartans.
Do you agree with the number one seeds, 3 of which are from the ACC? In my opinion, Kevin, I don't know who among the 4 you would have thrown out in favor of another team.
Well, I'm with you on that, Mark. You know, I thought if Tennessee would have won the SEC, they would have been in there. But I don't know. The only one that might have edged in there would be Michigan State. I felt winning the Big Ten, which is considered, along with the ACC, the top, you know, the top leagues in the country. So I had a feeling that maybe that bracket was already filled out before the Michigan State-Michigan game ended. Did you guys get that kind of feeling when you saw the seedings come
absolutely out? Because it was revealed Michigan State was the number 7 overall seed. So that told me that things were buttoned up. and Michigan and Michigan State were two seeds before that game was even played.
Yeah, I had the same feeling when I saw those come out, that they were not rewarded, the Spartans, for winning the Big Ten tournament.
I'll go even one further, and I said it yesterday. I think it was buttoned down after Oregon got in Saturday night.
Yeah, you could be right. You know, the Oregon team is playing really well. I've actually got Oregon beating Wisconsin in my bracket.
Yeah. Well, Cincinnati, I think that shows with Cincinnati winning the AAC over Houston on Sunday and still getting a 7.
Yeah, I'm with you. I really think Cincinnati, I think Iowa got a bad draw there. I think Iowa, of course, we're on the 8-9 line. You're going to play the number one seed, but I think they're playing Cincinnati is more like a 5 or 6 seed. So the Hawkeyes got a bad draw in that situation.
If you had to put, you know, if you had to put some cash on a mid-major, which one would it be to win a game?
Well, this is no sleeper because Buffalo, I've had Buffalo, I've called their games in the Cayman Islands Classic. That team is really good. Nate Oates, the coach, they are a tough bunch. C.J. Massenburg, their guard, they come at you. And I called them junkyard dogs on air, and the SID came up to me at halftime and told me their athletic director prefer I not call them junkyard dogs any longer. And I said, you know, that's a compliment in the basketball business. But they are – they get down. They'll fight you every second of every possession.
What do you know about Wofford?
I haven't followed them much. I know they got a good team, can really score the basketball, but I haven't done much research on them, Mark. So I'd have to defer to you on
okay.
Wofford.
They're going to win. They're going to win a game. Oh, here's
I get the feeling though, guys. You know, the ones and two seeds are so strong. I just don't see Loyola, like we had last year, breaking through to the Final Four. I just think the top is really good when you look at the number one seed you're talking about, Duke, Virginia, North Carolina, and Gonzaga. And then even the two seeds are loaded, too, with Michigan, Michigan State, Tennessee, and Kentucky. I just don't see a Cinderella run like we saw last year.
Why is Oklahoma in the tournament and seeded in the 9 slot?
You know, I think we asked the same question last year. And I think they go back to say about the work that they did in November, December, which is one of the things we talked about before, guys. I think there should be more emphasis on how you finish your season and who's playing well at the end versus the entire season. And they're saying that they are putting more weight toward the end of the season, but I'm not sure if that's happening with this new net and how these teams are being evaluated.
Well, I believe I heard correctly that Oklahoma did not play a quadrant four team all year. But I'm with you. Can we figure out the parameters of this thing? Because for a while it was, okay, non-conference doesn't matter. All right, that's fine. And then non-conference mattered. And then people started getting these neutral site games and non-conference Power 5 schools going at it. I just wish we had some parameters that everyone was looking at. Maybe take your whole body of work. How's that for the entire season?
Well, that's a conversation I had with Greg McDermott about an hour ago. I said, have you figured out how to schedule yet to meet this net? And he gave an example. He said they beat UMKC by 40-some. December 27th, said we were the only game going on, and our net went up 6 points. So he says, what it's telling me is you have to schedule some really bad teams and beat them as bad as you can. And I said, well, Mac, but the 10, there's a margin of victory is only 10. He goes, yeah, but they also factor in your offensive efficiency and your defensive efficiency. That's when we refer to North Carolina State had beaten some teams really bad early, a couple teams by 40 points. So their offensive efficiency was very high. It took a long time for that to kind of even out again. So that's kind of his take on how this net works and how you would schedule accordingly. So he said you got to schedule as strong as you can, but then also throw in some teams that you can beat really bad.
Let's go back to the Iowa-Cincinnati matchup for a minute. That game coming up at 11:15 on Friday. Some folks saying during the season, you know, that the Big Ten is a meat grinder, and once Iowa gets out of the Big Ten and faces a team that it hasn't seen or that opponent hasn't seen Iowa, that's going to benefit the Hawks. Do you agree or not?
Well, I think you run into a team in Cincinnati that's very much like a Big Ten team, so I don't know how it's going to help the Hawks in that situation. I think we could have saw some other teams that it would have been more beneficial to, but like I mentioned earlier, you're playing a team that plays really physical. They come at you probably some more full-court stuff than Michigan State does, but they faced with Mick Cronin and what they do, they're going to out-tough you and out-physical you. So when I look at Iowa, I look at a team that plays better against finesse teams because of their ability to shoot the basketball. So this becomes a grinded-out possession game. It's not going to favor the Hawkeyes, and that's what I fear is going to happen here with Iowa. And I think the question is, what Iowa team is going to show up, the one that was playing really well in January or the team that's faded here down the stretch? So they've got one win over Illinois in the Big Ten tournament to show here in the last, what is it, six games.
And that's why I kind of like Iowa State like you. If they can get by Ohio State, which is a physical meat grinder type team as well, but then you got a Houston team that wants to run with you. You got potentially a Kentucky team that wants to run with you. And I think Iowa State will be very happy getting up and down the court with those two.
Yeah, and I saw, when I watched Iowa State in the Big 12 tournament, they have such length with Halliburton and Horton Tucker on the perimeter. They're hard to play against because they're length on the perimeter. They take up a lot of space. And then I think Wigginton come off the bench now has really found his role to come in, and they run a bunch of isos for Wigginton. So I like what I saw of them in the Big 12 tournament. If they can keep that going, I think Iowa State can make a run.
Who do you have to win it all, Kevin?
Well, I tell you, this doesn't take a lot of great analysis, Mark, but I'm going to go with Duke.
We'll reveal ours tomorrow.
Who else in the Final Four, Kevin? Chalk?
I got Tennessee. I got North Carolina. And here's my sleeper pick. I got Florida State come out of the West.
Yeah.
I like this Florida State. They don't shoot real well, but they can really guard and disrupt you. And they got great depth. So that's kind of my – I didn't want to go chalk all the way through, so I like what I'm seeing on that Florida State team. But yeah, I got to ask you about Zion Williamson, though. Think about this. We're all – in the past years, we've been Duke haters ever since Christian Leitner, J.J. Redick. But this guy's made us kind of like Duke, Zion Williamson. We kind of like to watch this team now because this guy's got such a personality.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very much so. I'm with you. I think Florida State's going away. So we'll see how it all plays out.
We'll talk on Monday and see
if we still have our brackets non-crumpled.
Mm-hmm. Well, they say, you should fill it out with an eraser with a pencil on Sunday night so you can make a bunch of changes before it starts on Thursday.
There you go. It's like a golf pencil. It gets used a lot.
Yeah.
All right, have fun in Omaha and with the Huskers and the Bulldogs coming up tomorrow night. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
All right. Kevin Lehman joining us from it's the place Creighton plays in Omaha. I forget even the corporate name of it now. It used to be whatever, blah, blah, blah. Changes about every 3 months in some places. We'll take a break. Come back. As we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to make two of our listeners winners out there. A family four-pack of tickets to the Colonel opening day game on Thursday, April the 4th. They are up for grabs right now. Caller 6 and 7. Kyle will get your names. 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Callers 6 and 7. You will be our winners today. Back with more after this.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago. Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank. Where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One and a member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
My neighbors always ask me, hey Pete, how do you keep your yard so nice?
Pete makes it simple with a Scotts Turf Builder feeding program. It's the best way to get a greener, stronger lawn, guaranteed. All it takes is 4 easy feedings. Just once in early spring, late spring, summer, and fall. Providing your lawn the nutrition and weed control it needs to stay lush and green.
So, now you know my secret.
This is a Scotts Yard. Pick up a Scotts Turf Builder program today.
Back with the end of the gym class on KGYM. Congratulations going out to Mike in Solon and David in North Liberty. They're going to be among the big crowd that will be on hand for opening day for the Cedar Rapids Colonels on Thursday, April the 4th, as the Colonels will open up the Midwest League season. 3:45 right on the button here today. The first four are getting started at 5:30. We'll have it for you. All three frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. Speaking of baseball, we got opening night-ish today over in Tokyo. A's and the Mariners will go at it. Ichiro will be starting in the outfield. A lot of this was based on the fact that this is probably going to be the final season for Ichiro Suzuki. In Major League Baseball.
It's nice to get him in the lineup. The guy ended last season in the front office with Seattle. And now he's going to be back in uniform. And
at least for a couple days.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
Yeah, it is cool. And probably throw somebody out at the plate. So we'll see how that plays out.
Slap a hit into left field.
To win a game. The big baseball news today is not opening day going on in Tokyo. It is the amazing contract that has been given out by the LA Angels to Mike Trout. A record 12-year contract, $426.5 million. Again, for 12 years. And allegedly, there are no opt-outs in this deal. So unless the Angels see fit to trade him anytime down the road, Mike Trout is going to be a Los Angeles Angel for life.
I found the timing odd. Perhaps the Angels felt the need to do something quicker because of Trout's comment, and I'm sorry, Bryce Harper's comments about, yeah, I'll be calling Trout, see if he can pay a visit to Philadelphia when his contract's up. But this is a deal that will give Mike Trout, the former Cedar Rapids Colonel, $35 million a year, or Scott, $98,000 a day.
Not even if he's playing that day.
I don't ever.
Or it's the offseason.
I try not to begrudge people for getting paid, no matter what their profession, whatever the market is. That'd be jealous on my part, kind of foolish. But it does, to the average person, seem like an obscene amount of money, and it is.
It is, but you know what? I'm with you. I am not against people getting paid. If they are good enough at what they do to warrant a salary like that, then so be it. Now, and we were kicking this around in the sports office today, what do you think Bryce Harper and Scott Boras are saying about right now?
Hell with them. They don't deserve much Mike Trout money.
No, Mike Trout's the best player in the game of baseball, bar none.
Harper's not in his category, in my mind.
I would agree.
He's not too far behind.
But it is Mike Trout, and he is, I think, the best player.
But it also reminded me how deals can go wrong. Bobby Bonilla is going to be paid through 2035, $1.2 million a year by the Mets. That would kind of ended up being like an insurance deal of some kind when the Mets decided to part ways with Bonilla, and Daryl Strawberry had a similar situation. Brett Saberhagen, I think, is being paid till
Barry Zito.
2029, Barry Zito. But, God, these owners just tie up so much money. And the thing is, the Angels are going to have to put together a team that can contend for a playoff spot, if not the World Series. Otherwise, it's going to be an Ernie Banks-like career for Mike Trout.
Well,
no World Series rings. And that's nothing against Ernie Banks, a hell of a player. But there have been him and others who have gone through their career and not gotten a ring.
Or not gotten to that top rung of whatever
right.
sport they were at. And I do not think it – I don't think it pushes them down the ladder like a lot of people do. Oh, he's a Hall of Famer if he mm-hmm. wins a championship. Why? Is he a much better player because the guys around him
– Trout's already a Hall of Famer.
Absolutely.
He's won two MVPs and been runner-up four times in his first 8 years.
Absolutely.
Who else has done that?
And who knows what the Angels are planning on doing? Obviously, with all this money they're throwing at Mike Trout, you got to think that – and they're starting a new era now. No Mike Socha anymore, despite what Stephen A. said earlier on today. That was his latest gaffe on television. Anyway, new era as far as the Angels are concerned. Who knows what they're going to do several years down the road. Maybe they'll run into some good farmhands. The Angels system is getting better. Spend a little bit of money that they have left as far as some free agents to go around him.
Aside from Houston, it's not a great division.
No, you can't say, though, that, 5 years down the road, Mike Trout's never going to win. Because you don't know what's going to happen.
You don't. No.
I mean, you just don't know what's going to happen as far as sports are concerned. There have been a lot of very good stories. Like we say, sports is the greatest reality show there is out there. Sorry, I know Dancing with the Stars is number two. Sorry, Mark. I threw that out there. That was unwarranted. I apologize.
No, you're absolutely right.
All right. Coming up on 351, 319-366-1600. So we kick around a little baseball. We are only 9 days away from opening day. It's going to come a week earlier this year. I believe the 28th is the first Twins game, alleged Twins game, because it will be played in Minneapolis against the Cleveland Indians late afternoon. Of course, 107.5 FM, again, your home of most of the Minnesota Twins games for the spring and summer of 2019. Looking forward to that. Hawkeyes are going to be playing baseball coming up in about 10 minutes or so.
Yeah, today and tomorrow, makeup game against Simpson, tomorrow against Chicago State. It was a chilly one over the weekend, but Iowa got 2 out of 3 against Cal State Northridge.
Connor McCaffrey starting in right field today for the Iowa Hawkeye baseball team.
And he started the second game of a doubleheader on Sunday, on Selection Sunday, had 3 hits, including 2 doubles.
See how he does today.
Hitting .600 right now.
There you go. That's not bad. That'll get you in the Hall of Fame. 3:52. We'll take a final break, come back, and wrap her up after this.
20 professionals speaking 9 different languages, serving over 7,000 clients worldwide. That's Community CPA, a global firm located in Coralville and Des Moines. As trusted advisors in tax and accounting, they make even the most foreign and complicated tax matters simple. Trust them with your personal and C-Corp tax filings before April 15th. Call Community CPA in Coralville now, 319-208-3712, to improve the quality of your tax preparation. 319-208-3712. Community.
There's one.
I see it.
Another.
See it. Didn't see that one.
Potholes are just waiting to damage your ride. If you hit one, it can mess up your alignment, shocks, struts, and suspension. So if your vehicle has a disagreement with a pothole, have Linder Tire take a look at it. They can make sure it's all right or fix any problems that annoying pothole caused. Linder Tire in Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. See them at LinderTire.com.
TCB Pool Hall isn't one of those joints with a table stuck in the back for atmosphere. Nah, TCB Pool Hall is legit straight-up pool with 10 regulation full-size tables you rent by the hour. They've got a darn respectable beer selection, too, with 26 rotating taps and another 30-plus brews and bottles and cans. TCB isn't the place the kiddies play. You gotta be 21 to get in here. So skip the nonsense. Hang out, play pool, and drink cold beer at TCB Pool Hall in the heart of the Pedball, downtown Iowa City.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community and serve my country was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at KGYMradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
Back with you in the gym class here on a Tuesday as we get ready to wrap things up. Hand the keys over to Alex and Kyle. They're going to be sitting in today, the Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. Taking it to 5:30 today, because after that we will have coverage of the first four coming up at the NCAA Men's Basketball Tournament, 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. So looking forward to that. We'll give our final four and our national champions tomorrow. Mark Ironside will also join us coming up live from Pittsburgh tomorrow on the eve of the NCAA Division I Wrestling Championships that will get underway on Thursday.
Look forward to getting his thoughts there. And if you have any questions for Mark, feel free to text us tomorrow. Revisit the poll question today at KGYMradio.com. Speaking of brackets, how many do you fill out? How many NCAA tournament brackets do you fill out? Just one? 2 to 5, or more than 5. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot and behind Taco John's. Right now, 50-50.
I'd say that's probably pretty accurate.
Just 1 and 2 to 5 are your leaders.
Yeah, it gets a little wild if you get over 5.
Yeah, that's a bunch.
That's a bunch. That's a bunch out there. And that, like I said, that doesn't surprise me at all. And whether you fill out 1 or 5 or 3 or what have you, go to KGYMradio.com. Our bracket challenge presented by I'm On Communications is out there, as you just heard. And $500 goes out to our winners, courtesy of I'm On Communications. Also, go to the CBS2 bracket challenge that they have out there as well. Mark's going to go over, that's his homework tonight, going to go over things. Going to be watching that first four, see if Farley Dickinson can impress you enough to have them beat a 1.
Doubtful. Probably will lose to Prairie View A&M.
How about Belmont or Temple? Could be Fran Dunphy's final game tonight.
Belmont's big man's hurt, isn't he?
If he's not out, he's not going to be. He's certainly not going to be 100%.
Let's just say the two games tonight and tomorrow probably will not influence my thinking when I make the bracket out tonight.
Never say never.
Yeah.
Also have a Bowling Night in America preview, a very special Bowling Night in America preview for you coming up.
Are you kidding me?
Tomorrow night. So much going on. What a great time of the year, certainly. Throw baseball in there as well. So we will have the first game in the books by the time we join you tomorrow at 3 o'clock. So there you go. That'll be fun. All right. Stay tuned. Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. That is coming your way next right here on KGYM. And the first four coming up tonight as well, starting at 5:30. We'll talk to you tomorrow beginning at 3.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
When your battery goes dead, everything could come to a stop. Don't take a chance on getting stranded. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and get your battery tested free of charge. If your battery does need to be replaced, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help you find the exact battery that fits your car or truck at a guaranteed low price. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, Mike, how's the house coming along?
Needs a ton of work. The pipes are leaking. Needs a new roof. The AC just broke. I just don't have time to do it all myself. You know anyone?
Oh, just ask Home Advisor. They match you with the best local pros for any home project.
Cool.
Yeah, you can read reviews and book appointments online.
What's it cost?
Actually, Home Advisor is always free to use.
Nice. I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com.